Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Friday here on the show, and you know what that means? Actually, you don't know what that means today. It's Fun Friday, I can tell you that much. I'll tell you what's gonna be fun. I believe this is the first of, by my count, six solo shows that I'm gonna do this weekend, because I'm going solo here today. Lance is at Final Resolution, which is starting here at 8:30 Eastern on TNA Plus, so he's unavailable today. So I'm going to be doing this show solo for Fun Friday, and then this is my tentative plan for the weekend, because there's so many shows, and it's also the weekend. And, you know, there's a tree lighting and Bothell and some other stuff, so I got stuff I got to do. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and watch all five of these shows, and when each show is over, I'm just going to do a solo podcast talking about it. That means SmackDown, Final Resolution, Final Battle, Collision, and Deadline. Five shows over the next couple of days. So I'm going to do the best I can. For those of you that have video subscriptions, you'll get the shows, but they're going to be audio podcasts with a graphic, because there's just too many shows to coordinate Jared getting up there to do post shows for all of them. Plus, I don't even know when. So, just going to barrel on through. We're going to do our best. We'll give you the lineups for all of these shows that are coming up over the next couple of days. Five shows is noted over the next couple of days. And then talk all of the news, including Netflix looking to acquire part of WBD. And obviously the question is, how will this affect AEW? We don't know, but we'll talk about it. Also got notes on Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes, the World Tag League, NXT stars expected to be called up soon, John Cena's retirement, the return of Bianca Belair, and plenty more. We'll be looking for your help to co-host today. 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo at Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Stay cozy, stay home, and still save big online during Lowe's December deal drops. Right now, get two free select tools from DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt when you buy a select battery or combo kit. Plus, all rewards members get free standard shipping. Shop new December deal drops on Lowe's.com every week. Lowe's, we help, you save. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska or Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
FIFA World Cup 2026 is coming soon, but your opportunity to be there starts now through an exclusive offer with an eligible Bank of America Visa credit card. For a limited time, become a new customized cash rewards or unlimited cash rewards Visa credit card holder, and you will be eligible for a chance to purchase FIFA World Cup 2026 tickets. Learn more at bofa.com/cardfwc26. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be the official bank of FIFA World Cup 2026. Bank of America N.A. in partnership with Visa. Terms apply. Awards reserved.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Going solo here today. We got a lot to talk about. And obviously the biggest story here involves Netflix and WBD. In a potential acquisition that could change the face of entertainment forever, Netflix announced on Friday morning they intend to acquire part of Warner Brothers Discovery. So, Warner Brothers Discovery, WBD, for those of you that that don't recall, they're actually in the middle of splitting into two companies. And so, there's going to be a portion that includes the film and television studios, HBO Max, HBO, and DC Universe, Game of Thrones, Harry Potter, etc., etc. And there's going to be another company that is going to include all of the television networks, TBS, TNT, etc. And so Netflix is looking to acquire the film and television studios. So Netflix would not be acquiring TBS and TNT, which, of course, is where AEW is airing their television. The reported acquisition price, approximately $82.7 billion. And there's a $5.8 billion breakup fee to WBD if the deal falls through in any way, which is very interesting because what this means is that if the Securities and Exchange Commission decides, we can't let this happen. Concerns about monopoly, etc. If the deal is not allowed to continue because of the SEC, WBD still gets $5.8 billion. And then they can attempt to sell elsewhere. So anyway, that's good for them. But Netflix stated in their media release, they expect to maintain Warner Brothers' current operations, which include theatrical releases for movies. Something that Netflix leadership has said in the past was not of interest for their own produced content. So, obviously, Netflix, there's a lot of Netflix, there's a lot of movies nowadays that, you know, they come out on Netflix. They don't go to the theaters. They go straight to Netflix. And, of course, there's concern here that if Netflix acquires these studios, well, that'll be the end of these movies going to theaters. They'll go straight to Netflix or Max. And, of course, Netflix is claiming, no, that's not going to happen. These movies are still going to go to theaters. But a lot of people say a lot of things before they acquire something. And then once things are acquired, everything changes. Netflix has never been interested in theatrical releases. It's always just going to Netflix. So the big question here is, well, what's going on? When does this take place? What's happening? So this conceivably affects AEW in the sense that AEW programming currently does air on Max. And Max would be part of this Netflix acquisition. As far as the television, this has nothing to do with the television. So Dynamite, Collision on television, the actual television programs, those are going to continue through the end of 2027. And, you know, if things go well, they'll continue through 2028 because there's a one-year option that WBD can pick up. But Max, that's another story. Now, do I think that the first thing that Netflix is going to do is take AEW off Max because, of course, Raw is on Netflix? I think that this is, I mean, there's far, far bigger fish to fry than that. Now, could it happen? Well, of course, could happen. But is it a guarantee? Well, of course not. This is also, I mean, it's going to be a while before this whole thing goes down. So in the immediate future, I don't think there's any concern about AEW no longer airing on Max. So I think that potentially this could affect AEW at some point down the road, but imminently, the next 6 months, 8 months, year, 2 years, I think everything will largely stay as it is. But, I mean, we don't even know if the sale's even going to go through. It's not only the Securities and Exchange Commission here in the United States, but apparently in Europe it has to be approved as well. And there's already concern in Europe about the idea of this acquisition. So we're a long way away from really anything being determined one way or the other. I mean, because, you know, Netflix works with TKO and WWE, I mean, there is something. I mean, of all of the options, you know, Paramount and, you know, there were a number of different interested parties. NBC Universal Comcast, Paramount Skydance. I think the potential worst possible option would have been Netflix. But the way that this is all falling out right now, it doesn't look like there's any immediate danger to AEW. But who knows down the road? I mean, honestly, like if you look 2-3 years down the road, I mean, I think there are far bigger issues than Netflix getting HBO Max. I mean, the biggest issue, honestly, is that this new ratings Big Data Plus panel, I mean, it's done a real number on pro wrestling. And that's not an issue for WWE right now because WWE just signed multiple long-term deals. I mean, all of their properties are locked in for a long time. So it's not an issue for WWE. TNA just signed a deal. It's believed to be a 3-year deal. So there are no issues for TNA imminently. But, you know, the AEW deals on TBS and TNT, they only go through the end of 2027. It's now the end of 2025. So just over 2 years, they're going to be potentially, I mean, if things are good, the option will probably be picked up. If things are not good, then we're 2 years away from them potentially having to find another television home. So hopefully within 2 years, I mean, there's a few things that need to happen. Three things, really. Number one, if they stay where they're at and the rest of television continues to fall, and they remain a top five show on TBS and TNT, I'm sure they probably have nothing to worry about. If they can find a way to increase numbers, they're sitting pretty. They'll be in an even better spot. And, you know, those are the two main things that basically need to happen over the next 2 years for AEW to have a comfortable future. So we'll see. I mean, the announcement has been made. It's a big story. It's like a headline story all over the world right now, this idea of Netflix acquiring Warner Brothers. They've never acquired anything. They've never done a deal anywhere near $82.7 billion. And, you know, we'll see if it ends up going through. It is not a guarantee. But that is the latest on that story. So we'll talk more, I'm sure, as things hammer out. I should actually take a look at how the stock market is doing right now in terms of this. I haven't actually looked at it here today. But certainly a big story. And as noted, once again, it would not be TBS and TNT that are being acquired by Netflix. The big concern, obviously, is just everything consolidating. That's the number one concern. And then, you know, the number two concern is from everybody that loves, you know, going to the movies. And they don't want these Warner Brothers studios with all of their new movies just going straight to streaming and skipping the theaters. Some people love going to the theater. So I think those are the two big concerns. All of these concerns far bigger than what's going to happen to AEW on Max. We don't even know how AEW on Max is doing. I think they're doing all right, but we have no idea. So that's another story for down the road. All right, we're going to head to a break. We'll come back with a lot of other news. There's a million shows coming up this weekend. And as noted, you are welcome to contact us with your thoughts on anything. You can email me, f4wonline@gmail.com. You can send your text messages to 425-780-7566. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. A lot of people talking in the chat about this potential deal. We'll see what happens. Okay, so we're going to get into some more news, and we'll get into all of the lineups for the shows this weekend. As noted, five shows I plan to watch between now and Sunday night. And that means, if I got to fix something here, that means that you're going to get a lot of podcasts if you're a subscriber. So basically, after each of the following shows, I'm going to watch a show, do a podcast. Watch a show, do a podcast. Probably maybe two tonight, maybe two or three tomorrow, but I'm going to get five done between now and Sunday night. SmackDown is tonight. TNA Resolution is tonight. Final Battle is tonight. Collision is tomorrow. Deadline is tomorrow. So I'm going to do my best to review every single one of them for you, our loyal listeners. And viewers will get audio and a nice picture of my smiling face or something. I haven't figured out what I'll put up there yet. But anyway, I'm going to do all the rest of the weekend stuff as well. I will not quit, everyone. I got it all. Now, a new federal lawsuit has been filed against WWE TKO and John Cena. First reported by Brandon Thurston. Suit was filed Tuesday. Southern District Court in New York accuses Cena, WWE TKO, and others of using an unlicensed sample from a 1974 recording cover by Canadian bandleader Pete Schofield. The sample is alleged to appear in Cena's The Time Is Now entrance music that he has used for years. The dispute centers around the iconic horn arrangements that introduce and play throughout the theme, he wrote. Which, by the way, is my least favorite part of that song. The horns. It says here that Schofield has since passed with the lawsuit filed by his daughter, Kim, claims she owns the copyrights to the music, also claiming it is an original arrangement. Despite the song being a cover of a song by Bobby Russell, she said the horn intro and outro, originally added by her father, and came from an instrumental cover of The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia. Got it? Aside from the three defendants above, producer Jacob Brian Dutton, music publisher Pixrus Music, Cynthia Jo Russell, widow of Bobby Russell, and co-owner of the recording, were named. They have 21 days to respond under federal court rules after officially being served court papers, which could be up to 60 days if they waive the delivery. So obviously the question, why has this not come up before? He's used this song for like 20 years. Schofield alleges in 2017, she reached a written settlement with WWE and received a one-time payment of $50,000. However, she now claims WWE withheld key information during negotiations to induce her to sign the agreement. Later, Thurston noted that Schofield said she became aware of Cena's theme in 2015. When a reporter reached out to you, she's seeking that agreement be invalidated and also damages of more than $150,000. Lawsuit alleged Dutton used a sample in 2003. There's including a YouTube video in the article that shows Dutton in it, displaying a Schofield album cover while explaining how he looped its intro and outro to build the beat. In the video, he said he got $60,000 for his work, later stating in an ESPN article it was $30,000 for three beats. The family settled with WWE in 2017 for $50,000. Schofield now asked the court to void the agreement, saying WWE withheld information about the long-term use of the sample in an upcoming national ad campaign. So anyway, coincidentally, John Cena's final match is coming up, and they're probably going to want to use that song. My guess is that ultimately what will happen here is TKO will pay a few hundred thousand dollars, and it'll be done. But that's the story. After all these years, those horns. You mess with the bull, they say, and you get the horns. Well, they messed with Schofield here. Speaking of John Cena, so his final match is next weekend, Saturday night's main event, Washington, D.C. And because it is Washington, D.C., it has been discussed that that both Vince McMahon and or Donald Trump could end up in attendance. And from what I've been told, neither is impossible. I believe that, I think people looked at like Trump's schedule and it would be difficult, but not impossible. And with Vince McMahon, I don't know what he's doing right now, but it does appear at this point that the chances of Vince McMahon appearing have drastically lowered. Maybe he couldn't get tickets, but it seems unlikely he will be there. Again, not impossible, but not looking likely. And for Trump, also probably unlikely, but not impossible. But we shall see what happens. I mean, Trump likes going to those UFC shows. I would not say this is out of the question, but that's the update on Vince McMahon and John Cena. You know, I made that joke about Vince not being able to get tickets. And some reason, you know, every now and then, like, these stories come up again. They're like new stories or reported as new stories, but they've been old stories forever. You know, this thing with WWE and comps, how people can't get comps or whatever, or, you know, someone was offered a seat and then they show up and it turns out they have to be put in one of the boxes up top or whatever. Guys, this is nothing new. This has been going on for years now. The comp situation in WWE, ever since they caught fire. I mean, back in the day, you know, I remember a period where, you know, WWE was coming to town and, you know, I'd basically be contacted. It was like, how many do you want? You know, you want 10 or whatever? Those days are over. Now, if you want to go to a WWE event as press, I mean, basically you got to put in your request and it goes all the way up to like Nick Khan. And he looks at these names. He's like, nope, nope. Nope. Okay, that person. But I mean, it's you ain't getting in on a comp nowadays. And there's a lot of WWE shows where they have the big sign up backstage, no comps. And that's, you know, in the old days, like, you know, the wrestlers could get comps for their family and the wrestlers could get comps for their friends. Like if you knew a wrestler, you know, the wrestler could get comps for you and your buddies or whatever, or you could go through press. I mean, now the wrestlers can't even get comps for their family. You know, the sometimes, you know, if you've, the best way to get your, there are two ways to get your family to a WWE event if you are a wrestler. I'm talking, you know, all the wrestlers. If you want to get your family there, your options are somehow work your family into the storyline, in which case they will reserve a couple of seats in the front momentarily for your family. And even then, it's like, your family will be somewhere else, and then when your match starts, they'll bring you down to ringside so that they can film you because it's part of the angle. But then they're like right back. They're not ringside the entire time. Or, I mean, the other option is you just got to buy tickets for your family. But the days of comps are long gone for the time being. You know, when this thing cools off, if it ever does, you'll have comps out there again, but right now they are not happening. And you know, I said if this thing cools down like it ever does, and you know, as someone who has been watching wrestling for a long time, you know, we all see these cycles, these up and down cycles. You know, we had the Hogan, the Hulkamania era, went way up. And then there was the early 90s, and it went way down. And then we had the Monday Night Wars. It went way up. And then they killed all their competition and everything, and it went way down. And now it's gone way up again. And so the presumption is it's going to end up going way down. I'm not saying it's not, because I figure it has to at some point. But it is really interesting to look at the success of UFC. You know, UFC, I mean, I'm not even a fan of UFC anymore, but I used to be a fan. And there was like a period where when UFC really caught fire and they had like, you know, big time superstars and, you know, you had all these big names coming off Ultimate Fighter, and then you had your Brock Lesnar's and your Ronda Rousey's and your Anderson Silva's and your George St. Pierre's. And we have superstars nowadays, but I mean, there's just so many shows, and there's a show every single weekend. And, you know, most of them, it's like, okay, there's another show this weekend, and, you know, what's the main event and who's in it, blah, blah, blah. This place has been on fire for years, and it just keeps going. This guy goes, I don't think I know one UFC name these days. You know, a lot of people don't, but man, they put a show on sale, and that thing is just, they're flying through those tickets, and they're making tons of money, and the boom is just like, it just, the wave continues on. So it feels like at some point, you know, WWE should start that decline, but it hasn't happened. And when you talk about like the quality of shows, do I think the quality of the booking is as good as it was like a couple of years ago? No. I mean, do I complain it's the same guys on top and we need some new young guys and new blood, etc.? Yeah. But you know what? They keep raising those prices and they sell all those tickets. And even the War Games show. Did I think War Games was a very good show? No. Did the fans like go wild for every single match like it was a hot show? No. But you know what? 45,000 tickets or whatever in that stadium. And even when the show was over, and I was like, it wasn't much of a show. It's like they did that post-show thing, and like thousands and thousands of fans are like barreling into this area for the post-show press conference deal or whatever. They had cops there. They had a separate. I mean, it's crazy. It just keeps going. Back in a moment with more of Observer Live.
Take a deep breath and visualize. It's Saturday. You just won up to $100 instant Kohl's cash just because you are one of the first 100 in-store customers. Yes, visualize you at Kohl's as a winner. Plus, you'll also save up to 50% store-wide. It's all happening this Saturday at Kohl's. No purchase necessary while supplies last on 12/6/25. One card per household. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offers end December 6th. See store or kohls.com for details.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Blue sky.
Some people think nature is like this, but actually, it's like this. Mother Nature's not all sunshine and rainbows. Nature can be hotter than a sauna and colder than an Arctic skinny dip. That's why Columbia engineers everything we make for anything nature can throw at you. Columbia, engineered for whatever.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Hey, speaking of young talent, yes, it does look like we're going to get some call-ups here very soon from NXT. I mean, it seems obvious Trick Williams has to be going up, perhaps Obafemi. I think JC Jane, it's been long past the time she should be called up. Maybe Ethan Page. These are all, I'm speculating these names, so don't go out there and report these are the people being called up. But it does look like we're going to be getting some call-ups here very soon. Year's over. You know, we might know more after the show tomorrow, depending on who wins and loses. But it is long past time for some of these people on the main roster. I mean, knowing how WWE does it, I don't expect them to call up Javon, but Javon should go up. These are names I think should go up. Javon should be on the main roster. I mean, I'll get to Joe Hendry in a second. But, you know, Jordan Grace is ready for the main roster. Ethan Page is long past ready for the main roster. Obafemi should be going up, and Trick Williams should be going up. I mean, there's a lot of names. What are they still doing here? Kendall Gray I would not call up yet. She needs more time. And the big question, actually, is a guy like Joe Hendry. You know, as far as in the ring, it probably would help Joe Hendry to work a little bit more before going up to the main roster. He's fine. I wouldn't say that he's great in the ring. He's improved a ton. But, you know, personality-wise, I mean, he probably should have been on the main roster a while ago. But the problem is they've done absolutely nothing with him in NXT. And it's not like they're waiting for him to sign. He's already signed with WWE. So it's like, okay, what are we doing here? Are you just going to flounder around with Thea Hale in NXT, or are we going to call this guy up as well? I mean, I think probably he should end up going up, as long as they can get him on the road and doing some matches, especially when they got these tours coming. You know, they got the holiday tour, they got the tour of Europe. I mean, there's a lot of chance for him to work and get in there with some real good guys, and he has improved a ton. So I think there's a lot of names that it's time. It's time we move them up. What are we waiting for? So we got some more news here. There's Ring of Honor tonight. Tony Khan did his final battle pre-call. Said he's had opportunities to put Ring of Honor on television from, quote, great media partners. But that AEW is a focus with a $500 million contract. He thinks Ring of Honor media rights don't have an equal, have to be equal or greater than that. Well, they're not going to be greater than that. But any deal has to be something that makes sense and the perfect situation with a media partner. So it looks like they don't have a TV deal on the horizon for Ring of Honor. Said Nick Wayne is expected back soon. Said his recovery from a broken foot took longer than he originally thought. No fault of Wayne's. Well, yeah, that does happen. I also heard he should be back soon, but I don't have any real details. You know, these broken hands and these broken feet, I mean, we can actually talk about, we'll come back here in a moment, but there was just an update on Bianca. You know, she's, I think she broke a finger. She broke one finger at WrestleMania, and she's still not back. And they're still trying to get her finger fixed. So, you know, Adam Cole's foot injury kept him out forever and ever and ever. And, you know, there's a lot of little bones in the hands and feet. And you mess one of those up, and it can be a long, long time. So hopefully he is back soon as well. Khan expected him back by final battle, but that didn't happen. And then as regards the pure title, Queen Aminata is still not cleared. And so she did not do the match with Deonna Purrazzo. And so she forfeited. Purrazzo has advanced to the finals to the show on, well, tonight. So we'll get into the lineups here very soon. Also an update on Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns. You know, we've been talking about this match because they did a bunch of teases over the last couple of days. And, you know, Dave was talking about Cody and Roman at Mania. And I don't think I need to see that match for the third time, fourth time in 3 years, I think it is, because they had fourth time, 3 years. They had two singles matches. They had the tag match. This would be the third singles match. So anyway, in the New Observer, Dave said it has been confirmed to us a Rhodes and Reigns match for the WWE title is in the plans, though he said not necessarily at WrestleMania. Seth Rollins versus Braun Breaker, Reigns versus Punk, and Rhodes against someone else could be done, or Rollins versus Breaker. Rollins has talked about wanting to wrestle at WrestleMania. We've been told this week it is a possibility, but it is too early to determine if it can happen. They're very much talking about him being back in time for WrestleMania. So we shall see. A lot of rumors of Braun Breaker winning the Royal Rumble. And, you know, if he won the Royal Rumble, well, does he face CM Punk? Does he face... And is CM Punk... Here's the thing. Braun Breaker and CM Punk is scheduled to take place on the first Netflix of 2026, the one-year anniversary. And I've watched WWE for a long time, and this guy ain't winning the title that night. Should he? Arguably, you know, we need some new blood, so yes, he probably should. But that's not the way they do things. So I expect there's going to be something where Braun Breaker doesn't end up winning, and he ends up winning the Royal Rumble. And then the question will be, is CM Punk still the champion at Mania? And do they do Punk and Braun again and Braun gets his win? Do they do Braun and Cody and Braun beats Cody? What do you do with Roman Reigns? I mean, I think if I were booking, I would say probably what I would do is Cody Rhodes, Braun Breaker, which Braun Breaker wins at WrestleMania, and Roman Reigns and CM Punk, because that's a match we haven't seen, as opposed to Roman Reigns and Cody again. You've also got Brock in there. You've got Seth Rollins in there. So there's a lot of different things they could do for Mania. But what I don't want to see is the same match I've seen three times already in the last several years. So that's my thought on that. All right, quick look at the World Tag League. We got the update here. So the B Block, December 3rd, ELP and Tanahashi beat Monster Sauce. Tanahashi did a dive. Archer didn't catch him. It was a high fly flow from the top rope to the floor. It looked like he almost got killed, but apparently he was fine. Thank God. And then we had Newman and Khan beat Ren and Sonata. The Knockout Brothers beat Zack Sabre Jr. and Oiwa in a good match. And Yuyin Shota beat Finlay and Hiromu in a very good match. So those apparently are the some matches to check out. The B Block, I guess this would have been yesterday. Chase and Yujiro beat Taichi and Kojima. Shingo War Dragons beat Oleg and Yano. Evil and Fale beat Desperado and Ishikawa. And Bishamon beat Kid and Yota Tsuji. So right now, the standings are, with 8 points, this would be the A Block. Kid and Tsuji have 8 points. Bishamon, 8 points. Evil and Don Fale, 8 points. And the Shingo War Dragons, that's my name for them, also have 8 points. 6 points, Oleg and Yano, and Desperado and Shuji Ishikawa. Taichi and Kojima and Chase and Yujiro, 2 points. They are eliminated. And then we have got a few more matches coming up. And for the B Block, we have got Shota and Yuya, Great Okan and Newman, Ren Narita and Sonata, and Oscar and Yuto Ice, all with 6 points. With 4 points, Finlay and Hiromu, Tanahashi and ELP, Zack Sabre Jr. and Oiwa, and Monster Sauce. Nobody has been eliminated. So it appears, and this is Jeremy Finestone speaking of Strong Style. These are his thoughts. Most likely in the A block, most likely the two going forward are Bishamon and Evil and Don Fale, but possibly Kid and Tsuji or the Shingo War Dragons. And for the B block, Knockout Brothers likely continuing their run of wins to advance, and maybe Zack Sabre Jr. and Oiwa as well. So that's your update for the World Tag League. All right. You ready to hear what's coming up this weekend? Tom went over it yesterday, but we got some updates here. SmackDown tonight. We got Gunther and LA Knight in the finals of the Last Time Is Now tournament. Winner of this faces John Cena in his final match, horns and all, coming up next weekend at Saturday night's main event. We'll find out what's next for WWE Champion Cody Rhodes. Solo Sikoa will address the attack by Uncle Howdy. Jade Cargill versus Alba Fire. Also, isn't Solo Sikoa and Uncle Howdy like heel versus heel? I thought the Wyatts, like everyone cheers their entrance, but I think they're heels. So that's weird. Jade Cargill versus Alba Fire. Alexa Bliss and Kairi Sane. And the Ilya Dragunov Open Challenge. We're also told that Drew McIntyre is going to be on the show. In storyline, he should remain suspended because War Games is over. But he says he's showing up. So we'll see what happens. Final resolution tonight. Frankie Kazarian, JDC, for the TNA World title. Lei Ying Li against Zaya Brookside for the Knockouts title. The Hardys versus High Rise for the TNA tag team title. That's Tyson and Tyreek of NXT. Leon Slater, AJ Francis for the TNA X Division title. Steve Macklin versus Stax for the TNA International title. For the Knockouts titles, it's the Inspiration against Tessa Blanchard and Victoria Crawford. We also have Mike Santana versus Charlie Dempsey. Old Charles is back. Street Fight with Matt Cardona and Mance Warner. The Rascals face Order 4. And on the countdown show, it is Eric Young versus Cedric Alexander. So that's going to be probably a 3-hour show. What appears to be, at this point, like a 7-hour show. Ring of Honor Final Battle. We have Survival of the Fittest with the Ring of Honor World title on the line. Bandito, Hechicero, Sammy Guevara, Beast Mortos, Commander, and Blake Christian. Roosh is out as a result of what will probably be knee surgery. Athena defends the Ring of Honor World Women's title against Persephone. Mercedes defends the Ring of Honor Women's TV title against Red Velvet. Nigel McGuinness faces Lee Moriarty in a 30-minute Iron Man match with nothing on the line. Ricochet defends against Dalton Castle, AW National title. Deonna Purrazzo and Billy Starks, finals of the Ring of Honor Women's Pure Championship title tournament. Sammy Guevara and Mortos versus Tommy Billington and Adam Priest. Shane Taylor Promotions against Skyflight. Eddie Kingston versus Josh Woods. And on the pre-show, it is Lee Johnson and Ace Austin. Hopefully Eddie beats Josh Woods because he's got a world title match coming up Wednesday. Tomorrow is Collision. Claudio Castagnoli, who has 6 points, against Mascara Dorada, who has no points. John Moxley with 3 points against Takeshita, who has no points. I don't think it's going to be a good night for Moxley. Orange Cassidy and Roderick Strong, no points for either of them. They will square off. And finally, we have got Deadline, NXT Deadline, with the Men's Iron Survivor Challenge, Miles Bourne, Javon Evans, Joe Hendry, Dion Lennox, and Leon Slater. We got the Women's Iron Survivor Challenge, Kendall Gray, Jordan Grace, Sol Ruka, Kalani Jordan, Lola Vice. Winners of those matches get championship matches, even though Sol Ruka just beat the champion on Tuesday, so she deserves a match anyway. Ethan Page against Mr. Iguana for the NXT North American title. Tatum Paxley, Izzy Dame, and Ricky Saints defends against Oba Femi, the NXT title. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. There was a comment in the chat right here. People were talking about silly scenarios for the match here tonight, the finals of the Cena tournament. This guy goes, "How about they do a screwy finish in Gunther, L.A.?" and make Cena's final match a three-way, then have Gunther or LA pin each other to win. Cena doesn't lose, nobody gets over, and I cackle. My idea is, tonight, Gunther and LA Knight go to a double count-out, and Cena doesn't have a final match. How about that one? Actually, we're doing a match on Monday. Where's the Raw report? Okay, so it was Jey Uso and LA Knight, I think. And, yeah, so they had Jey Uso and LA Knight and also Gunther versus Solo Sikoa. So Jey and LA are brawling, and they start fighting outside the ring, and the referee's counting, and the announcers just nonchalantly say, "Well, you know, nobody wants to see a finish like that in a match like this." Just like talking about how nobody wants to see a countout. But, like, nobody even recognized it. Had there been a countout, then the Gunther match in the main event would have been the finals of the tournament. Nobody even brought that up. It's like they didn't even think about it. So I wonder if they'll do a count out tonight, and the announcer will go, "Nobody wants to see a finish like that in a match like this. We want a winner." Now, if there's a count out tonight, John Cena doesn't have a final match. So there better not be one. Of course, Gunther's almost assuredly going to win. I wouldn't say there's no chance that LA Knight wins, but Gunther's assuredly going to win. and I will be reviewing that show after I watch it, as well as TNA Final Resolution, Ring of Honor Final Battle, AW Collision, and NXT Deadline, all between today and Sunday. This is my first of six solo shows this weekend. What could be more horrifying than that thought? Not much, but I'll be there for you, my friends. And that's it. We're going to wrap it up for today. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.